بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. صدق الله العظيم. Given a topic to speak on tawazu and humility and the harms of pride. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. One occasion that Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi, Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi, he mentions one incident. He says that it was just the kindness of Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Alayhi, that sometimes Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Alayhi, he used to come and visit Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, and he used to come unannounced. So one occasion he came to visit Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi. So Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi used to write his kitabs. So he said for some time, for one period of time, sometimes one, two nights, I never used to sleep, because I used to be writing my kitabs. Because I used to be writing kitabs, for one, two nights, I never used to sleep. So the Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi said, but after that, when I used to sleep, then I used to go into a very, very deep sleep. I used to go into a very deep sleep, because one, two nights, I never used to sleep. So now when I used to sleep, it used to be a very, very deep sleep. See, on that occasion, I never slept for one or two nights. Then Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Alayhi came, and he then spent the night by my house. He said, I was in a very deep sleep, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi says. He said, but even though I was in such a deep sleep, I was awakened in the middle, early parts of the morning. Early parts of the morning, I was awakened because of the crying of Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Alayhi. So Shaykh al-Islam Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Alayhi was weeping, and he was sobbing, and he was crying. He said, in his one hand, he had his tasbih, and his other hand, he had his hanky, and he was saying, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Sometimes in Urdu, Ya Allah mujhe maaf farma de, Ya Allah mujhe maaf farma de, Wallah forgive my gunas, Wallah forgive my sins. The Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi said he was weeping and he was crying over his own gunas and his own sins. Now Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Alayhi was a very great alim. After that, the Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote something. He said that anybody is looking for a solution for their own problems. Anybody is looking for a solution for their own problems. Say then this is the solution. And the ummah looking for a solution for their problems, then this is the solution. Rato me utkar rona. To wake up in the dead of night and to cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over our gunas and our sins. Person wakes up in the dead of night and he cries before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Musa of Gangoi rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, Admi apne aap ko be kusur na samjhe. A person should never ever think that I am free from guna and I am free from faults and I am a perfect person. And I got no gunas and I got no sins. Every person should look at his own gunas, look at his own faults and look at his sins and think that I am the worst of people. There was one person, he was one of the Mughal kings, Bahadur Shah Zafar. So he used to write one poetry in Urdu. He used to say, Tej jo apne uyub se be khabar, Tej jo apne uyub se be khabar, Rahe dekhte auro ki aib wa hunar, Pari jo apne pe nazar, Pari jo apne pe nazar, to jahan mein koi bura nahi raha. He said, when I have to look at the faults of everyone else, dekhte auro ki aib wa hunar, I was looking at this one faults and that one faults and this one got this fault and that one got that fault and this one is like this and that one is like that. It's easy to blame other people and to blame this one and that one. He said, but pari jo apne pe nazar, by the time came when I looked at my own gunas and I looked at my own sins, then I realized that there is nobody worse than me in this entire world. That I am the worst of people. I have to change myself. I have to make guna. I have to make tawbah from my own gunas and my own sins. When it comes to tawazu and humility, we look at the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba will mention many ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining the tawazu of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some narrations they ask Ummu Mu'mineen, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, they tell us about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do in the house. Aisha radiallahu anha says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sometimes in his house, he would patch his own clothing. Sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be mending his own shoes in the house. Sahaba narrate, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do certain acts that would show that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never had pride. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never had the qualities of an arrogant person. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would accept the da'wat of a slave also. Sometimes if a person was a slave, give Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam da'wat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would accept the da'wat of a slave also. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sometimes ride on a donkey also. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would attend the janazah namazes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit the sick. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was entering Makkah Mukarramah, among the incidents which showed the highest humility of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was entering Makkah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was now entering as a conqueror. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's now the occasion of Fatih Makkah. Understand how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left, how he left Makkah Mukarramah, in what condition, when the kuffar wanted to assassinate him, they wanted to kill him, they were torturing him, he left in that condition. And now those same people, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is entering upon them, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now is entering as a conqueror. The Sahaba say on that occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's head was so lowered to the conveyance, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak beard was touching the saddle of the animal also. So much was the tawazu of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala loves this quality of tawazu. The malaika also like this quality. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved this quality. One occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a Jibreel alayhi salam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Jibreel alayhi salam, they saw that Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu approaching. Jibreel alayhi salam said, O Nabi of Allah, Abu Dharr is coming. The mafhum of the hadith, Abu Dharr is approaching radiallahu ta'ala an. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Jibreel, Abu Dharr is from the people of Medina. You are from the heavens. How do you know the people of Medina Munawwara? So Jibreel alayhi salam said that Abu Dharr, something to this effect, is more well known in the skies than he is known on the earth. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Jibreel, tell me what virtue is it that Abu Dharr has this, on what virtue or what quality he has, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him this virtue. So Jibreel alayhi salam said that he has this one inside quality, one quality of the heart and one quality of the body. The quality of the heart, that Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu considers himself to be insignificant. Considers himself to be insignificant. And the quality of the body is that Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu reads Surah Ikhlas abundantly. He reads Surah Ikhlas abundantly. On these qualities he became more well known in the skies, more well known in the heavens than what he is known in the earth. Among the ulama and our kabirin, they write many, many incidents and stories. We read the Abbati of the Sheikh, Abbati of the Sheikh, Ramtullah Ali. He writes one very beautiful and it's a lengthy incident, but it's just the crux of it. The Sheikh Ramtullah Ali writes in two of his kitab, he writes this incident, but in Abbati he writes it in detail. That's about one great buzruk and one great pious person of the past. His name was Abu Abdullah Andalusi, Ramtullah Ali. He was a Sheikh of his time in Baghdad. He had thousands of murids. And he had a khanka, many, many khankas, many, many murids, and many, many followers he had. One time he was passing with his murids through one locality, they were passing through one town, and the thought came in his heart at that time, the pride had come into his heart. They were passing through a locality where there were Christian people, and there was churches, and there was a lot of statues, and there were a lot of things there. So the pride came in his heart, that now we are better than these people, we are better than these people. For a period of time, that iman was taken away from him. That iman was taken away from him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him. After some time, he had come back into iman. He had come back into Islam. But because of that quality of pride, to think that I am better than somebody, this quality of tawazu and humility, few incidents and few sayings of the lives of our akabirin. From among our many akabirin, we don't have time to discuss many of them. But one of our ulama write about one of our great akabirin. We will just discuss this for today. Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Rahmatullah Ali, just to understand the level of tawazu and humility that existed in the lives of our akabirin. See about Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan was amongst the amirs of the work of Jamaat in Tabligh. For many, many years, over two decades, Hazrat Ji was the amir of the work of Jamaat in Tabligh. Hazrat Ji was also a Kamil Sheikh. Hazrat Ji was also a Kamil Sheikh. Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion, they told Hazrat Ji to attend an istima. Hazrat Ji was attending the istima in Raiwin. It was a Raiwin istima. And the Raiwin istima, the brothers that went there, they understand they had a big stage. And everyone was going to sit on the stage. So they told Hazrat Ji and they requested him that now you come and sit on the stage also. Hazrat Ji, on that occasion, he never went and he never sat on the stage. Hazrat Ji sat below, he sat on the ground, he sat on the floor. And he said, "Wa ana min al-Muslimin, I'm just from among the normal people, I don't want to go and sit on the stage." He said, when the people were coming to make salam with him, understand who Hazrat Ji was, he was a very great alim. He was sitting and was making musafah, jamaat, before he go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then musafah is made. So those that were close to Hazrat Ji, they were sitting next to him. Hazrat Ji was sitting there and they said there was one sentence or one poem that was coming on the tongue of Hazrat Ji. Understand his tawazu. It was a poem of Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, but this was the tawazu of Hazrat Ji. He was saying, "Yadunnu nasu bi khayra, yadunnu nasu bi khayra, wa inni lasharrul khalqi in lam ta'fu anni. Yadunnu nasu bi khayra. وَإِنِّي لَشَرُّ الْخَلْقِ إِنْ لَمْ تَعْفُ أَنِّي." That people have good thoughts about me. يَظُنُّ النَّاسُ بِخَيْرًا. People have good thoughts about me. That's what Hazrat Ji is saying. وَإِنِّي لَشَرُّ الْخَلْقِ إِنْ لَمْ تَعْفُ وَإِنِّي فَتُوَ اللَّهِ I am the worst of people. Oh Allah, I am the worst of people. I am the worst of creation. Allah, if you don't make my maghfirat, and Allah, you don't forgive me, and I am the worst of people. That tawazu to come into a person. A person will be great in a'mal. A person is escalating in his a'mal. A person is becoming great in different ways, but still to remember and to think of himself to be nothing. The one occasion, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali went to one place. There was a jalsa happening there. So they put like sort of a red carpet, what we say. They put a special carpet for Hazrat Ji to go and walk on this carpet. They said, Hazrat Ji can walk on this carpet. Hazrat Ji is coming. Before Hazrat Ji could even walk onto the carpet, before he could go onto the carpet, he stopped for a moment. He said, no, I'm not worthy of walking on this carpet. He said, and Hazrat Ji said, if for one second I consider myself worthy of walking on this carpet, then I am halak, inam will be destroyed. I am not worthy of walking on a special carpet. Mawlana Shahid Sahib, one alim who wrote this biography of Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali, just quickly, one other quality he writes of Hazrat Ji Mawlana Inamul Hasan Rahmatullah Ali, he says this quality made Hazrat Ji very, very successful in his life, was how Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah Ali held to his akabirin, how he held firmly to the way and the tariqah of his akabirin. So close he was to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. They say that Hazrat Ji, whatever he would do, he would inform his Shaykh, that Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali, about anything. They say sometimes there was an ishtima like in Bhopal, then before the thing was made, he would write to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, that is the ishtima in Bhopal, they are requesting me to attend the ishtima. He would send the postcard, send the letter to Saharanpur. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali would reply. So much of adherence and so firmly he held to his akabirin who take the duas. They say when he would come to the train station, he would send a postcard from the train station. They say that now we are so many people that in the Jamaat, and so many of us are going to be in this coach, and few of us are going to be in this coach. I am in this coach for this people. He would send a postcard to Saharanpur. When they would reach Bhopal for Ishtima, he would send the postcard to the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and he would say that now they have requested me to give the bayan tonight. Tonight is my bayan, request for duas. And he would send the postcard to the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, taking the duas of his Shaykh, taking the duas of the Akabirin, on even though he was such a great person, they understood that you have to be under a Shaykh, I must be under someone, a few of the sayings of our Akabirin, regarding tawazu. The Shaykh Ali Tanmi Rahmatullah Ali, one occasion, Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi, Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali, he came to Hazrat Mu'ashraf Ali Tanmi Rahmatullah Ali. He was a great Allama, and he was a great person also. He had great ilm. That time very few people used to be called Allama, but he was known as Allama Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali. When he came to Mu'ashraf Ali Tanmi Rahmatullah Ali, and he requested some advice from Mu'ashraf Ali Tanmi Rahmatullah Ali. He said, now give me some advice. And Mu'ashraf Ali Tanmi Rahmatullah Ali, he is tawazu. He said, I'm only a student. What advice can I give you? You're an Allama. That was also Mu'ashraf Ali Tanmi Rahmatullah Ali, tawazu. But after a lot of insistence, he said, let me give you one nasihat. He said, humne bar bar hamare baro se suna. Humne bar bar hamare haji sahab se suna. Haji Imdadullah. He said, many times we heard from our haji sahab, apne aap ko mita do. Apne aap ko mita do. That you have to finish yourself. You have to think of yourself to be nothing. The day you think yourself to be nothing, then Allah subhanahu wa tawaza'a lillah rafa'ullah. That person who considered himself to be nothing, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate this person. Now, as the Shaykh Abdul Nabi Sa mentioned last night also, when a person thinks of himself to be everything, then that person is actually nothing. And that person who thinks of himself to be nothing, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that person big. Hazrat Mawasiniman Jansi rahmatullahi alayhi used to say something. He used to say that don't make effort to become famous. Mashhoor banne ki fikr mein mat raho. Don't make this fikr that I must become famous. I must become somebody. People must praise me. People must say something and something about me. You say maqbool hona asal hai. The main thing is to become qubool in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To get qubooliyat in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to say something beautiful. See, among the most famous beings is shaitan. Shaitan is very, very famous, but shaitan is mardood. And few of our ulama, and we look at our akabirin, they were very, very simple people. They did work in a small place, in some small town. But the qubuliyat was there from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our silsila of our akabirin, we find Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Mu'a Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri above him. After that, Hazrat Mu'a Rashid Ahmad Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali, then Haji Imdadullah, and the Shaykh of Haji Imdadullah was Miyaji Noor Muhammad Janjanvi Rahmatullah Ali. See, Miyaji was a very, very simple person, but he was a maktab ustad, Yet the ulama write that anybody that passed through Miyaji Noor Muhammad Janjanvi's maktab, sometime in that child's life, that child became a wali of Allah, the child became a friend of Allah, the child became a buzruk. Why the ikhlas, the sincerity, the tawazu that Miyaji had in his life, that those children went through that maktab of this great Allah Wala, but it spread till today, the affairs of Miyaji will still be spreading in the entire world. What was it? Qubul. Qubuliyat in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be happy. Mawlana Umar Sahib Rahmatullahi used to say something, which used to be very beautiful. He used to say, karte karte marna, marte marte karna. Karte karte marna, marte marte karna. And after that, he used to add one line, he used to say, or darte darte karna. That we'll make an effort to come close to Allah. We make an effort to get this tawazu and we get this humility, to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll make an effort. And till the time we passed away, but in doing this, darte darte karna, that while I'm doing all of this, while I'm maybe giving bayans, while I'm teaching, while I'm making an effort to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pride is not coming into my heart. Mustn't be that at any time pride is coming in my heart, and I'm thinking that I'm somebody, and I'm thinking that I'm better than other people. All of this mustn't come into our heart. Darte darte karna, karte raho, darte raho, or marte raho. How we'll get this tawazu in our life? How we'll get this? This we'll get when we spend time in the sohbat of the pious people. If you look at our sheikh also and other very great akabirin, the entire life, if you just sum it up, then you'll find this tawazu in their life. You'll find this humility. The entire life is tawazu. The entire life is humility. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Bulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib mentioned this in his kitab. Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib wrote a kitab on the treatment for pride. Small kitab. There's four bayans of Hakim Sahib in that kitab. In there, towards the end, he writes that what is the cure for this pride? If a person thinks that I've got this pride now, then what is the cure for it? So he writes that Mu Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi used to give the cure for pride. He used to give an example, and he said it was the way of the Ahlullah, the way of the pious people. He used to mention simple stories, but through this we should take great lesson. So you see, Mu Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned one incident, and this is the cure for pride. He said that there was one woman, one girl in India, and now it's the time that she's getting married. So all the other girls, they came to dress her up, and someone is putting earrings for her, someone is putting a chain for her, someone is putting oil in her hair, and they're making her look very, very beautiful. And after they dressed her up, they told her, now you're looking so gorgeous, you're looking so beautiful. But she started crying. So they asked her, why are you crying? We're telling you, you're beautiful and you're gorgeous, but you're crying. She says, I'll be happy when my husband will praise me. When the groom, the person who I'm getting married to, when he'll praise me and he'll say you're beautiful, then I will be happy. Abdul Ghani Bulpuri, he used to mention the story and then he used to cry after that. Then he used to say, oh, all that we're doing, making our Islam, coming out in the path of Allah, in Jamaat, coming to the Khankas, going to all these different places. But it must be that on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah says, I'm happy with you, my Allah says that I am happy with you, all this, Allah must, not so people can praise us and people can say you are somebody and people can give us titles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be happy with us. And the day Allah says he's happy with us, then we are successful. Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say this, that agar, if you want to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, agar dood lena hai, to dood walo ke paas milta hai, gosht lena hai, to gosht walo ke paas milta hai, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah walo ke paas milta hai, spend time in the company of our sheikh, spend time in the company of our akabirin, and then we will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawazu will come in our life, pride will come out of our hearts. One last incident and we'll end with this. That tawazu and humility will come in our lives when we spend time in the company of the pious people, of the ahlullah, of the great people like us, and we humble ourselves in front of our sheikh, humble ourselves totally, annihilate ourselves in front of our sheikh, make our mizaj like the mizaj of our sheikh, make our life like that of our sheikh, then we will see where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us. This last incident, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, one occasion, he was leaving an ishtima of Raiwin and he was returning to India. So the elders of India, the elders of Pakistan, they were crying. So Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayhi, he asked them, why you people are crying? So they told Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayhi that now you're going back to India, we're going to be in Pakistan, we want to stay with you, we want to be with you all the time, we benefit from you so much, so we want to stay with you. So that time Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayhi, he told the elders of Pakistan a very beautiful sentence, it was something very valuable for all of us. He said, ye judai nahi hai, that I'm going back to India, people are going to be in Pakistan. He said, ye judai nahi hai, judai us waqt hota hai, jab maqsad badal jate. Judai us waqt hota hai, jab maqsad badal jate. He said, true separation is when our objectives will change in life. If we keep our object like that of our ulama and our kabirin, keep it like that of our sheikh, then one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will unite us with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise us with them. The dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma hdini li ahsani al-akhlaq, la yahdi li ahsaniha illa anta, وَاسْرِفْ عَنِّي سَيِّئَهَا لَا يَسْرِفُ عَنِّي سَيِّئَهَا إِلَّا أَنْتَ. This is a masnoon dua, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, you should make this dua, that Wallah, you give me good akhlaq. You know, Wallah, good akhlaq only comes from you. And Wallah, save me from bad akhlaq, because bad akhlaq only comes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, inshaAllah.